Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That's Alex Warren, who was at the House of Blues on Friday night.
Playing a sold-out show.
Allegedly.
What do you mean, allegedly?
Was he actually here? I don't even know.
Oh, yeah, we weren't there, but I'm hoping that, because we gave away some tickets to that show last week, I'm really hoping that somebody calls us back this morning to let us know how it was.
I don't have high hopes for that. We sent six people to the show. Two of them we sent backstage. Did anybody tag us over the weekend in pictures? No. No, they didn't. Nobody tagged us.
You sound like my mom when I'm at an event and she's like, where's the pictures you were supposed to send me?
Honestly, our Q Morning Show Instagram was silent over the weekend. There was nothing. Nobody tagged us in anything.
Maybe they were too busy having fun. You ever think of that?
Maybe that's it. But I was hoping they would share some of the fun with us.
Well, we've still got a lot of morning left, so we got time.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. We haven't done one of these in a while.
Oh,
like
it's
sands
time.
From the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
We are following the love adventures of my 14-year-old son, Will. We haven't done this in a very long time.
Oh, he's back at it again. Things have been quiet in Loveland for him.
We should probably have another discussion, because I really sway on where I stand with having access to my son's phone and reading through his text messages. I shouldn't do that. I feel guilty when I do it. I haven't done it in a very long time, but I couldn't help myself the other day.
Oh, you cracked. You did it.
He turned in his phone like he normally does. What night was this? Maybe Saturday night? I don't remember. And his phone is just sitting right there on my side table, and I guess I was just bored, and I picked it up, and I started reading through a few text messages.
Did you find anything good?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, please do tell.
So I don't think he's regularly dating anyone. Like, back when we used to do this segment, like, on a regular basis, he was, like, in a relationship, like, boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. He is not in a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. However, he is texting other girls.
He has risen someone up,
yes,
as the kids say.
And there is a particular girl that I'm not sure. I didn't really come up with a fake name for. I think
Let's call her Bella.
Bella. That's good. That'll work. Let's say, so Will is texting this girl named Bella. And Bella was not happy with Will. And she texted him, I know you're not dating anyone right now, but why would you want to play two girls?
William.
And I had no idea any of this was going on. And so it's news to me. It's a surprise to me.
What was his response?
His response was, no, and I'm not playing anyone. I'm just talking to girls. That's normal.
Okay.
And then Bella responded, you need to pick one girl and put all of your effort into her. Because if you don't pick one girl, then you're leading both of them on, and then you're breaking the heart of one of them.
Okay. Honestly, wise words from Little Miss Bella over here, though.
She's not happy with him.
She's not happy, but she seems to be explaining things in a very thorough way.
If you think those are wise words from Bella, then you are not going to enjoy Will's response to that.
Oh, no.
Will responded to Bella, "I'm not leading anyone on. I met you at Urban Air. It ain't that deep." That's cold.
That is cold-blooded.
Cold as ice.
Did you ask him about Bella?
No, I can't let him know that I read his text messages.
Oh, he honestly might just not be into it at all, which in that case, yeah, man, shut it down.
If you make a response like that, you're definitely not interested in that girl.
Yeah, he must not be interested in her, like, even a little bit.
Can't be interested in that girl. Oh, my God.
Wow, okay.
I mean, I feel hurt just from reading that.
Yeah, I mean, middle school is getting pretty crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
That's ruthless.
And again, we're only doing Will's Days of Our Lives at this time of the morning because I'm fairly certain that nobody that I know or that he knows...
Hopefully.
...is listening to the show at this time.
We met at Urban Air. It ain't that deep. Famous last words. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how you recover from that.
I'm telling you, he's going to be a heartbreaker. He is going to be a handful. You've got a 14-year-old on your hands now. It's downhill from here.
All right. Coming up this morning, Alyssa aligns your week, so she is going to see how the stars line up for us this week. That is in the next half hour or so. Good vibes on the way this morning. Mad at your man Monday. Why are you mad at your man? What did your man do? Over the weekend that you can let us know about. It's 216-474-0104. That is how you call us this morning. That is how you send us a text. It's the Q Morning Show. Thank you for coming back on a Monday morning. Dochi, I feel like my weekend this past weekend would give people anxiety.
It was giving me anxiety every time you talked about it.
Just to hear my schedule this past weekend?
You had so many games for your boys between baseball and soccer. Oh my gosh.
4 baseball games, 2 soccer games in one weekend. So Friday night, I had a soccer game in Westlake with a baseball game immediately following in North Ridgeville. I got home like close to midnight on Friday night. Saturday, there was a baseball game at 2, and that was in Strongsville.
Okay.
And then a baseball game that night, Saturday night, in Bay Village.
Oh, wow. So you're doing a whole tour of the West Side.
And that was a late game. That was an 8 o'clock game. Not as late, though, on Saturday night. I think we were home by 10. But then had to turn around and be in Strongsville, 9 o'clock yesterday morning. And on the last day of a baseball tournament, you basically play until you lose.
Oh.
So they won the 9 o'clock game, which meant that there was another game in North Ridgeville at 2 p.m.
Oh, it's not at the same place?
No, we had to go to a different field. And so we played that. Then they lost and they were bounced out of the tournament. However, my weekend still on Sunday afternoon could not begin as I had a soccer game in North Olmsted last night.
Oh my gosh.
6 o'clock. So 7:30 last night, I sat down on the couch and I'm like, well, let's start this weekend. And then I realized, you know, I have a show tomorrow. I should probably start preparing for that.
Yeah, the weekend's over. Sorry, Bill.
At 7:30 on Sunday night.
Dad of the year.
How was your weekend? Anything interesting? Any highlights?
It was fun. I got a lot of kitty time in with our new little addition to the family.
Yes. How is he adapting to his new environment?
Oh, he's getting the zoomies. He is. He's adapting very well. He's getting very curious. He jumped about 6 feet in the air yesterday, which is higher than either of my other cats can jump. Right, and he jumped onto the door, like the top of the door.
Were you doing some sort of a competition in the house?
No, like, no. We were just like, oh my God. Like, wait, oh wow, he can jump really high.
Like you were doing cat Olympics in the house? All right, guys, let's see who can jump the highest.
No, he might have thought that we were, but that is absolutely not what we were doing. We still have not introduced him to our other two little kitties.
How is it possible to keep all of the cats secluded in the house.
He's sequestered in our bedroom right now, so we're just keeping the door shut.
Okay.
But it is really cute. He's playing with his paws under the door with our other kitty, our youngest girl. She's three, Caboodle. So we're going to have them finally meet on Wednesday. Bryce and I keep saying it's like love is blind, like they're getting out of the pods.
Okay.
They're in the pods right now.
Because they're aware of each other's existence.
Yes. But they haven't seen each other. This is anybody who has multiple cats, you know that this is how it goes.
Okay.
You have to keep them apart for about a week and then like slowly introduce them. They're very finicky.
Are you going to film all of this? Like their first meeting?
Probably not. I'm probably going to be very overwhelmed with hissing and all the other kitty sounds and emotions and just trying to get them to be okay with each other.
All right. Well, I am just trying to get to Memorial Day weekend. Speaking of baseball, I have four more games this week. So there's a game every single night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night. Just trying to get to Memorial Day weekend at this point.
Do you have games over the weekend too?
No.
Woo!
No.
The weekend off.
Thankfully they give us a day weekend off.
Well, that's nice.
There might be tournaments somewhere, but we're not in a tournament. So yeah, it'll be a nice break coming up Memorial Day weekend. How is this week going to shape up for us astrologically? We're about to find out. Alyssa aligns your week. She does it every Monday. She has charts and graphs of the universe.
All that good stuff.
It's next. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, you know, the weekend was so busy. I didn't normally do the things I normally do on a weekend. Like, I didn't shave. It feels weird.
Really? I didn't even notice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you actually, I am noticing now.
Yeah,
you're a little scruffy.
Way more scruffier than I usually am. But I have a routine for all of this. Like, I usually shave on Sunday mornings. I only shave once a week now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
As I get older, I just have less interest in doing it. So I'm like, yeah, a week's good.
Yeah, a week is fine.
But I usually do it on Sunday mornings. I don't like doing it Monday through Friday because it's so early in the morning and it's.
Is it loud?
So
it's going to wake somebody up.
I would wake Paula up or something. So it's difficult to do. Plus,
just grow it out. Go mountain man for the summer. Why not?
Oh, so how does our week look as we get into this, as we head towards Memorial Day weekend? Astrologically, Alyssa Rose.
Well, Bill, I am so glad that you asked because this week, astrologically, it's looking like a breath of fresh air.
Oh, fantastic. Ooh, I could use that.
Exactly what I wanted. So tomorrow actually kicks off Gemini season. Shout out to all my Geminis out there. I love Geminis. Cancers and Geminis, those are my two favorite signs. Not even for any specific reason. It's just that all of my friends tend to fall in one of those two buckets. There's a couple of outliers, Bill included, but
Bill,
for the most part.
Me being a Pisces?
You being a Pisces, yes. But for the most part, Geminis, y'all are awesome. I love you. So this season, Gemini season, all signs are going to be experiencing an increased focus on communication. Think about the relationships in your life, who you communicate with on a daily basis. You're going to be focusing on that more. Also, you'll have an increased intellectual curiosity and adaptability. So you're kind of just going to roll with the punches. Take whatever comes your way. Might be a little curious. Maybe pick up a new hobby. Maybe pick up a new book. Something like that. Also, Gemini season encourages social interactions, new experiences, and a shift away from the routine. Bill, I'm looking at you. Shift away from the routine.
You think I'm in a routine? I don't think so. I think this is...
Well, I'm saying, like you said, usually every Sunday you shave and you didn't this week. So you're shifting away from a routine and it's okay.
Oh, so you're saying I'm not in a routine and it's good. It's a good thing.
It's okay. You don't have to be. So Gemini also this season kind of coincides with the beginning of summer, which I think is very apparent in this little astrology reading that I'm doing. Because, yeah, so if Gemini season is encouraging social interaction, get outside. Go do something this weekend. Enjoy the weather. Even if it's not great, make some plans. New experiences. Again, try something that you haven't tried before. We're getting into a new season. It's the perfect time. And then this weekend on Saturday, Saturn leaves Pisces. And there's more good news because that means that after 2 years, we're going to kind of come to the end of a villain era. If you've been having challenges, hardships, obstacles that just kind of keep getting thrown at you over the past 2 years, you should be getting a reprieve come Saturday through September 1st. It's only temporary, but enjoy it while you can.
Boy, that sounds like a relief. If you've been struggling with something, if you've been in your villain era for the past 2 years,
you get to come out of it for a couple months, and then you might dip back in once Labor Day comes around, but take the summer off.
That's fantastic news right there. All right, Alyssa aligns your week. Every Monday on the Q Morning Show, Shaboozy. Good news, and we have good vibes coming up. The Q Morning Show. Shaboozy, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Good to have you back with us. I think we're into graduation season now.
Oh, yeah. I saw some high school graduations happening over the weekend.
This past weekend?
Yes.
Already?
I did, yes.
And I guess you're right, because, yeah. Because then Memorial Day weekend, I don't think they do any ceremonies over Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, probably not. But I remember my high school commencement was June 6th. So, yeah, we're coming up on it.
Okay.
We're coming up on at least last days of school for sure.
You know,
very soon.
You know what I'd like to do? Maybe even this week. We should probably do it this week on the show, is do brag about your grad.
Oh, I love that.
Maybe we incorporate that into good vibes, or maybe we do it as another separate part of the show. But I love hearing about, yeah, my son, daughter is graduating from so-and-so place, either high school, college, whatever it is, whatever they're graduating from.
Do you remember in yearbooks how they used to have like those pages that like mom and dad could dedicate like a couple of, like a little paragraph to their grad, and like they'd include like an old baby picture of them?
I don't specifically remember that. I know that we're doing that for Will for his eighth grade graduation. They've asked us to get pictures of him.
Yeah.
Baby pictures, and they're doing some sort of a collage or.
We always did those for our high school, like, seniors as well. And I always loved reading through those because, like, the moms and dads would always put, like, semi-embarrassing stuff. Like, we're so proud of you, sweetie. We love you. And include, like, funny pictures. That's kind of what it reminds me of.
They're proud, and they should be.
Exactly. And I want to hear all about it.
216-474-0104. You can brag about your grad. Whatever good vibe is on your mind. What has you feeling good on this Monday morning? 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 655 on Q104.
Let's go to Lakewood. We're going to get a good vibe this morning from Rochelle. Rochelle, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Please tell us about your good vibe.
Yeah, my exciting thing that I have going on right now is I just made my last car payment for my Jeep.
The best feeling.
It's the first thing I've ever owned, you know, outright. And yeah, I'm just so excited to have something that's my own and a little extra money every month.
That really is the coolest thing. Have you ever done that, Alyssa? Paid off a car?
Nope.
Yeah.
No, I have not. But I imagine it's got to be a really good feeling.
I've done it twice now. And some people love to get new cars all the time.
Yeah.
Some people like to lease cars, and they like the variety. They like to be in, and they don't mind the car payment. I would prefer not to have that payment. So, yeah. So, twice now. I've only owned two cars in my life.
Rochelle, does your Jeep have a name?
You know, I don't think it does. No.
What?
I know. That's weird.
No, it's not weird. Rochelle's not one of those people that name their cars.
That's weird.
It's not. There's two kinds of people. The people that name their cars and the people that don't. And I think the majority of people do not name their cars.
No way. Every car of mine, it's got to have a name. Every car that I encounter, even if it's not mine, if you don't have a name for it, I'm going to give it a name.
Well, maybe now that I own it, you know, and it's mine for sure, then maybe I'll give her a name.
Yeah, work on that, Rochelle.
We're already getting closer. She said, we'll give her a name. At least we figured out the gender.
All right, Rochelle, thanks for your good vibe and enjoy the extra cash.
Yes, thank you.
216-474-0104. Good vibes. We love to hear them. 216-474-0104. You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Yeah, I'm being serious. Paula has a job offer.
In China.
It's in China. It's a pretty significant amount of money, too.
Did she apply for this?
No.
Did they reach out to her?
Yeah, they reached out to her. Let me explain to you what's going on. So Paula has a friend that she used to work with when we lived in Arizona. And this person had, she went on to law school, and now she is a very, I don't want to say high profile, but a very successful attorney.
Okay.
Making like $500,000 a year.
Oh, wow. Okay. Very successful.
Yes. I want to be better friends with this person, actually.
She probably has a boat. You should be better friends with her so that I can then be friends with her, too, and come on the boat.
Like, she sends the kids Christmas gifts and birthday gifts all the time. And,
oh, my gosh. Through the mail?
Yeah, but they're also very generous gifts. I'm like, we should absolutely be better friends with her.
Yes, you need to do that. So it's through this friend that this job came about?
Yes. So Paula's friend, this attorney, she's divorced, but she recently adopted a baby.
Aw, okay.
And this successful attorney has a big, I don't know, case, a big deal, something going down in Hong Kong.
Okay.
And this attorney reached out to Paula and said, would you like to come along and be the nanny for my baby? Because the company, the law firm, is giving me a $2,500 a week stipend for someone to watch the baby while I'm in Hong Kong. So you'd come to Hong Kong with me, and you would have your own hotel room, and all you would have to do is just hang out in the hotel and watch the baby.
And watch the baby? That's it?
For 8 weeks.
Is she gonna do it?
$2,500 a week.
That's, I mean, okay, so a month, that's like $10,000?
Are you trying to do the math? Yeah, it's for 8 weeks, it would be $20,000.
If Paula doesn't take this job, I think, recommend me. I'm over here.
What do you think Paula said?
I mean,
Paula threw up all kinds of roadblocks. She's like, because she'd have to leave in 3 weeks.
Like, I'm actually trying to think, like, what do I think Paula would say? I don't know. Like, if it was just going to be like, okay, like $200 a week, I know that the answer would be no. But when you're saying $2,500 per week, I don't know. That would change things for me.
So Paula said, because at the moment, Paula does not have a passport. She's like, if I had to leave in 3 weeks, I can't get a passport in 3 weeks. And I'm like, I'll figure it out. I'll do whatever it takes. I'll fill out the paperwork. I'll drive to a passport office myself.
Expedite it. See if you can make that happen.
I'll get you that passport. Then she's like, well, what about my current job? Is my current job going to allow me to leave for 2 months? And then possibly 3 months. Like she said, it's like 8 weeks, but it could turn into 12.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, wow, that's $30,000. I'm like, it sounds financially irresponsible for you to not take this job.
It really does. It feels irresponsible to do anything but go to Hong Kong to watch this baby.
And then she's like, well, what's going to happen around here? I'm like, I don't know. I'll figure it out. I will figure it out on this end.
See, that's so funny because I figured that you would be the one like, oh, my God, no, I can't do this by myself for 8 weeks.
No, I'm seduced by the money. A potential $30,000 windfall. And all I have to do is figure out what to do with my kids in the morning while I'm here.
I mean, that's pretty nice.
They're on summer break. And then Paula's like, well, if it goes 8 weeks, then they're already going to be back in school. I'm like, I will figure it out. You go to Hong Kong. But I don't think she's going to go to Hong Kong.
Oh, well, keep me posted on this because I might text her today and be like, so how's the Hong Kong planning going? Like, when are you leaving? Like, just kind of pushing it. That what a deal. Seriously, I do have a passport. So, again, if your friend needs somebody, just saying.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what else to say to convince her, but Paula's not going for this.
You should just start the passport paperwork for her.
I offered to do that. I think it was on Friday. I was texting her.
I'm don't like, offer. Just do it. I'm like, just start it.
Do you need me to go to the visa office or whatever today? And I said, you know, what are the other obstacles that she threw up? I don't know. I was just trying to tell her, this sounds like the trip of a lifetime. I said, when are you ever going to get the chance to go to Hong Kong again? I said, not married to me. You're not going to go to Hong Kong in our lifetime.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, especially if it's a bucket list item for her, great time to check it off the list and also make some money while you're there.
Yeah.
How often do you go to Hong Kong and make money? Like, when you take a trip abroad, usually people are dishing out all sorts of money for this, but she'd be making money.
Yeah, if anybody has some suggestions on how I can convince her, maybe change her mind.
I don't know.
But then it's going to be a lonely summer for me.
Yeah, I don't know if you could actually handle that. I know that you're pushing her to go, but I don't know how you would do without her.
I would just keep thinking $30,000. That's what I would keep thinking. That's exactly how that would happen. All right, Mad at Your Man Monday. We're going to get to some calls coming up. Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way this morning, 7:55.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At the Q Morning Show. It's the Q Morning Show. The Q Brew Crew. You could be a part of the Q Brew Crew. Go to Q104.com, go to the contest page, sign up to win a $50 gift card to 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee. And then if you win that, you'll be automatically qualified to have Alyssa and I drop by wherever you are working during the day.
We'll bring the coffee to you and all your coworkers.
$200 worth of 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee. The Q Brew Crew, sign up this morning. Today, or sometime today.
Anytime at Q104.com, right on the homepage, you'll see a funny picture of me and Bill, and it says Q Brew Crew. Click that, put your info in, and you're good to go.
Yeah, the website's available 24/7. It's very convenient for you.
Anytime.
Teddy Swims at Jacob's Pavilion tomorrow night. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Mad at Your Man Monday. So, a lot of things that we do around here, Alyssa and I, we very much pay close attention to the response that we get when we do it. Your phone calls, your texts, your DMs. If there's a good response, chances are we'll continue doing it. If there's like a, yeah, we might you know, throw it away.
Toss it to the side if you guys aren't really feeling it.
We'll do that. I'm metaphorically doing that. We'll crumple it up.
Bill just took a random piece of paper. I hope that's not important.
No, it's a blank piece of paper. So I'm wasting paper. Mad at Your Man Monday. So the history on this is because we're really just testing this out. And I'm stealing this from a radio show in Charleston, West Virginia. When I was driving through, I heard a promo for it. They were going to do Mad at Your Man Monday. Like, I am stealing that.
Like, what is that? That sounds fun.
Yeah. And we've had some good calls the past couple of weeks. This is kind of like the make it or break it week. It could go either way after this week.
Yeah.
216-474-0104.
So why are you mad at your man?
Yeah, what did he do?
What did he do this weekend? Was it something maybe outside in the yard? Was it something in the house? There are options.
There really
Why
are.
Did he make you mad? What did he do?
216-474-0104. Mad at Your Man Monday. Sound off. Next. Go. Q104. 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Crystal in Brook Park. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you all?
Doing well. Mad at Your Man Monday. Why are you mad at your man this morning?
Oh, man. Oh, man, my man. Okay, so our toilet was, you know, when it flushes and it keeps flushing and keeps flushing and it, you know, the water keeps running.
Oh, okay, yeah.
A little thing, you know, so that's what was going on. And I said to him, you know, I don't know what's wrong with it, but we need to call a plumber. Like, let's figure out what's going on here. But my man says, no, he can fix this because, you know, he's Mr. Fix-It. He can do everything. He cannot.
Oh, I know some of them.
And so he proceeds to tell me we need to turn off the water to the toilet. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I don't even know how you turn that off.
Me either.
I think it attaches at the base of the toilet to something.
Well, and your husband thinks he can do this on his own?
He's Mr. Plumber, Mr. Fix-It, Mr. Everything, but he proceeds then to decide that that's what we need to do. So there's this pipe that, like you said, is somewhere near the bottom of the toilet. I try not to look too closely. Mm-hmm. And he starts messing with it. And next thing you know, water is spewing out everywhere. And it is flooding my bathroom that I just cleaned, mind you.
Well, that's the opposite of shutting off the water.
Yeah.
Exactly. So now I have a flooded bathroom. I have a broken pipe. I have more expenses because every time this man thinks he can fix something and save us money, it costs us more money.
So did the plumber finally come over and fix everything?
Well, yes, but of course the plumber has to charge the emergency fee because it's an emergency now.
If he would have just scheduled an appointment, we could have avoided that.
Exactly.
So how much was that, like, when all said and done?
Let's just say over $400.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Pretty penny.
Yeah, probably would have cost us $100, maybe $150.
You know what, Crystal? You may be mad at your man, but I bet you this morning he's really just mad at himself. No one's more mad at himself than your husband.
Oh, I don't know. I'm pretty mad.
She's like, I might be winning this time. I might beat him in Who Is Madder.
Thank you, Crystal. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
216-474-0104. Mad at Your Man Monday. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Mad at Your Man Monday. I'm not feeling anybody's liking it. I don't think anybody likes it. I think we should go back to regular format.
Maybe nobody's mad at their man on Mondays.
Maybe not.
Maybe it's, less people than we thought.
I'm just not. I mean, when we do Hash It Out on Mondays, we get like a million texts when Mad at Your Man Monday. I don't think people are digging it.
Okay. I still am. I'm still rooting for some sort of like AI segment. I think that would be fun. Like incorporate our like ChatGPT voice.
Well, we're trying that. We asked permission to do that. So that's in the works, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're working on stuff all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but again, I mean, you have a voice in what we do and what you listen to every morning. So you can share your thoughts with us anytime, 216-474-0104. How do you feel about Tom Cruise and Tom Cruise movies?
I really don't.
Yeah.
I don't really have any feelings on him. I can't really tell you for sure that I have seen a Tom Cruise movie, if I'm being honest.
I wish I had that in common with you because I love Tom Cruise. I love Tom Cruise movies.
Okay.
I feel like he's had a movie come out every Memorial Day weekend my entire life.
I feel that way too. So it's amazing that I haven't really seen one.
It feels nostalgic to have a Tom Cruise movie in the theater to me. And
okay.
So this weekend, Mission Impossible is opening up.
Oh, that's this weekend?
Yeah, and I love all the Mission Impossible movies.
Are you going?
I don't know. I might go to this movie. I might go to the theater to watch this.
I think you should. What's it rated? Do you know?
I don't know. What do you? Are you afraid I can't get in?
No, I was asking because I was going to see if you were going to take like Will with you.
I would take him with me. He's watched, I think he watched the first Mission Impossible movie with me. I tried to get him to watch all of them, and I think he made it through the first one. I think he liked it, but I mean, that kid's too busy. He's got too many things going on.
Okay, looks like PG-13, so should be good to go.
Oh, I would take him to this.
Pretty solid.
I would let him watch Tom Cruise movies. My wife is not into them as much as I am. She's more affected by Tom Cruise in his personal life.
Mm. That's what I know more about, is like him with Nicole Kidman and like the jumping on the couch. And like, that's
right.
Really where my Tom Cruise knowledge stops.
The Scientology. And she wonders why he keeps getting divorced and the fact that he has no contact with Suri and things like that. Like, she questions all that. And that affects her love of Tom Cruise and wanting to see Tom Cruise movies. I don't really care about any of that. I just enjoy watching Tom Cruise movies.
How many Mission Impossible movies are there now?
This is like 8. I don't know. I love them all, though.
Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. At least 7. I'm looking at least 7 right now.
Yeah. And he does all his own stunts still.
Oh, yeah. And he makes sure to tell people that, like, anytime he gets the chance, too.
He does tell people that. It's bananas, though, what he actually does.
It is pretty crazy. I would tell people, every single person I encountered, if I was doing that kind of stuff, too.
All right. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Let's kick off a new week. We have, what do we have this week? I think, because they changed it last second.
We have some passes to the Great Lakes Science Center.
Yes.
Yes. Perfect for summer. We've got 4 packs.
Awesome. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We need someone to play in about 10 minutes.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Melissa in Painesville is here. Melissa, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for listening to us this morning. We are going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. 5 questions. If you get more questions right, then Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions, Melissa?
I'm ready.
Question 1. This coffee place opened up their very first store in Seattle at Pike's Place Market in 1971.
Starbucks.
Question 2. Sol de Janeiro. Is that a city or a perfume?
Perfume.
Question 3. This city is known as the Crescent City.
Oh, I do not know.
Question number 4. Kelly Clarkson won the first season of American Idol back in 2002. What was the name of the song she performed on the night she won?
Oh my gosh.
I know.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
I know, right?
Oh my gosh. I can't think of it.
Need an answer in 3, 2, 1.
Gosh, I don't know.
I know, it hurts. Question 5. It used to be a fruit. Now it's a vegetable. The Supreme Court made this ruling in 1893.
Oh my goodness. Used to be a fruit, now it's a vegetable. Tomato?
All right, Melissa. Let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Let me count you up here. 1, 2, 3 correct today, Melissa.
No.
I think you did really well. I think these were tough questions, and I think you performed admirably with those tough questions. I don't think Alyssa is going to do as well as you today. I feel that. Feel it in my bones.
You're already giving me bad vibes today,
yes,
Bill.
I'm throwing them over at you.
Come on.
It's Melissa in Painesville.
Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
She went 3 for 5. Alyssa, you need 3 questions correct to tie, 4 to win. Here we go. This coffee place opened up their very first store in Seattle at Pike's Place Market in 1971.
Starbucks?
Sol de Janeiro. Is that a city or a perfume?
It's a perfume.
Does everyone know that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty popular one.
We'll see if you know this, Smarty. This city is known as the Crescent City.
Oh. Detroit?
New Orleans.
Not even close.
Question four. This is a question that Melissa's going to kick herself when she hears the answer.
Yes.
Kelly Clarkson won the first season of American Idol back in 2002. On the night that she won, what was the name of the song she performed?
Oh my gosh. The first thing that came to my mind is What Dreams Are Made Of. That's Lizzie McGuire.
That's not it.
That is not it.
That's not it.
Oh, I can like hear it and
I can see
her and Justin both singing it in my head. Like I watched that finale. I don't know.
In three. Okay. A moment like this.
Some people wait a lifetime
for a moment like this.
Some will search forever. Yeah, no, that's it. That's it for sure. Oh, I cannot believe I missed that.
Same.
Question number five. You have scored exactly the way Melissa has scored. So you need this question correct to tie. Otherwise, Melissa wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Question five. It used to be a fruit. Now it's a vegetable.
What?
The Supreme Court made this ruling in 1893.
Is it a tomato?
Oh! Yes, it's a tomato.
I was like, did I miss something in the news?
No.
Well, like, did we reclassify something? What is going on?
Back in 1893. Yes, you missed it.
Okay.
I was there. I remember it.
You're old.
Yeah, someone tweeted it. Oh, man, I thought you had her, Melissa, but you did very well today.
You almost had me.
We have fantastic prizes. Hang on, okay?
Okay. My name is Melissa, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Morgan Wallen, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa, it's Q104. Serena in Willowick, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? What's up?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. What's on your mind this morning?
I'm just wondering how Alyssa's kitten's doing, and if we picked a name yet.
Oh.
Yeah, that was the update from late in the show last week. Number one, Alyssa adopted a new kitten.
A little baby boy.
And we've been trying to figure out a name. I say we. I have no part of this. I don't know why I said we. It's not. Well,
my husband and I, we've been trying to figure out a name, but I've been keeping all of you in the loop, and we've been very indecisive. We thought that we were going with Leo, but it turns out we had a bit of a right turn, left turn indecision, and ended up going with Ozzy.
Is that it? Ozzy?
Ozzy is the name.
Final answer?
Final answer. So his name is Ozzy.
I know, that took like 14 days.
Okay, it literally took like two. But Ozzy as in Ozzy Challenge Beast from Survivor, not Ozzy Osbourne. I feel like we need to make that.
I wasn't even thinking Ozzy Osbourne because I wouldn't think that you would know who he is.
I know who Ozzy Osbourne is. That's just not who we named our cat after. It's Ozzy from Survivor. But I've already started calling him other names. Like last night, I was calling him Osmosis Jones. I called him Osteoporosis once. So I think I'm just going to start calling him other O names that are longer. His name is Osteoporosis, Ozzy for short.
Those are the strangest nicknames for a cat named Ozzy.
No, that's going to be his official name. I don't know what his long name is going to be. I think Osmosis Jones is going to be the long name.
It might be Osteoporosis.
It might be. It might be. But Ozzy for short, for sure.
Oh, this is our cat, ostracized. We call him Ozzy for short.
It could go a million ways.
He's in a different room than the other cats. That's why he's ostracized.
He is sequestered right now. He is still in the bedroom. We're doing our big reveal to our other two kitties on Wednesday, because that'll be a week that we've had him. So if you have other cats, if you have cats at home, more than one, you know you have to keep them separated when you add a new one to the family for a while. So that's what we're doing. We're getting them used to each other's scent. And we feel like we're on an episode of Love is Blind. Bryce and I keep saying, like, we're in the pods right now. They're in the pods because the cats are playing under the door. But they haven't seen each other yet.
It seems like they want to see each other.
They do. They do. But we have to keep them separated for just a couple more days.
All right. Well, let us know how that goes.
Oh, I will.
I'd love to see video of that. I mean, honestly, I would love to see the video of the cats meeting each other for the first time.
Oh, it's going to be really interesting because, like, the little guy, Ozzy, he's already so curious and already really wants to play.
All right. So osteoporosis joining Pound Cake and Canoodle.
So close.
I'm going to get all those names wrong.
Ozzy, Pancake, and Caboodle. We got a full house.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We're going to play.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Again this morning, 8:55. It's Q104, Billie Eilish, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa and I have been talking the past few weeks about our bucket lists. We will occasionally just add something to our bucket list of things that we want to accomplish. I realize that once I add something to my bucket list, it kind of just stays there.
Like, especially with summer coming up, though, I feel like I always get more inspired to add things to my bucket list because I'm getting excited for the warmer weather.
Am I actually going to ride the towpath on a bike this summer? I mean,
you said you were going to do it last year, so
it's on my bucket list, but I think it's going to stay there again this summer.
Maybe I'll just ask you once a week. We'll do a check-in. How's the planning going for the towpath trip, Bill?
But then we were talking about things that we've tried, but then we realized that we just never want to do it ever again.
Like immediately.
Yeah.
Like you tried it once and you just immediately knew it was not for you.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something that would fit that description for me. Because, for example, my son Will, his birthday gift was a golf lesson. He really wants to learn how to play golf.
Okay.
So I bought him a golf lesson for this weekend. Now, I have tried golf, and I can see myself enjoying it, but I'm absolutely no good at it. And so I don't want to continue doing it because I'm just so bad.
Wouldn't you get better, though, if you kept doing it? Do you just not enjoy it, though?
Do you really believe that? Do you really believe that I'd get better at it?
I mean, practice makes perfect.
Really?
Yes.
With me?
Sure.
Who are you talking to? How long have I been doing this show? Have I gotten any better at doing this show over the years?
I think you do fantastic. This is a whole other conversation of Bill being too hard on himself. But
Well, yes. What would that be for you? Like what?
I'm trying to think. Like for me, something I tried it once and I immediately knew it wasn't for me. Not so much an activity, but like boba. Have you had boba?
Oh, okay. I wasn't thinking about it in terms of like trying foods or drink. Is a drink, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a milk tea.
Okay.
I like the milk tea, but the boba, the little balls of tapioca.
Okay.
I don't like that, and it throws me off. I had it one time, and I was like, I won't do this again.
All right, so you have zoomed out a little bit.
I have.
Because I was thinking, like, bungee jumping. I've done that.
Oh, you have?
I've bungee jumped once. I did it on a dare, and I realized it wasn't for me. I did it at Myrtle Beach. I don't even know if you can call it bungee jumping. Because you crawl up the big tower,
uh-huh.
And you get the harness on, and you free fall and jump, but... It's a controlled environment.
It's a controlled thing.
You know,
yeah,
you see those
things like that I would never do. Like skydiving, I would never do.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's just the fact that I don't take myself too far out of my comfort zone to have something like this.
Okay. 216-474-0104. You tried it once.
One time, and that was you knew immediately it wasn't for you.
216-474-0104. Q104 90s 2000s and now, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. So you tried it once, but you realized it wasn't for you. Joey in Highland Heights joining us. Joey, good morning.
Good morning.
So what was that for you? What did you try one time and you're like, forget it. It's not for me. I'll never do it again.
A couple years ago, went to Florida with a friend and she surprised me with some parasailing tickets. And we did a tandem parasailing, and I will never do that again, probably. It was, you go up in the air, and you're just, and the wind is around, and you're just, you feel like you're going to fall and drop and dive into sharks any minute.
Okay.
Was
your friend was right next to you, though, holding the same bar?
Yes. Yeah, we were on the same, it was a tandem one.
Okay.
So, yeah, we were together.
Looking up a picture of this, so to give a visual for anybody else who's like me and maybe doesn't know exactly what parasailing is, you're basically up in the air with like this big old parachute and you're just like sitting in the air and being led by like a boat, I assume?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you keep your eyes closed the entire time?
No, I was, I was wide awake, but I thought I was going to throw up the whole time. All I kept thinking was, oh my God, this harness is going to break and I'm going to fall in the water.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to get killed by sharks. That's all I was thinking.
How do you get down? How do you land?
So it's, so the guy who's driving the boat has to kind of manipulate the boat or, the way, I don't know, it's some kind of way he has to drive the boat to land in. But then, like, they kind of pull you in. There's someone in the back of the boat pulling you in. And they tell you how to land when you first go up. So you kind of have to come in feet first.
How long were you up there, like, total?
Oh, my gosh, 20 minutes.
Oh, wow, that's a long time.
So when you
I was ready to come back down after 5.
It's a long time to be airborne.
Yes.
So when you finally got on the ground, Joey, did you kiss the ground like Katy Perry? When she got off the...
No, I probably did. I was so happy to be back on the boat.
Joey, thanks for calling and thank you for listening to us. We have Panacea in Independence. What did I write?
I have no idea. I cannot read your writing.
It's P-A-N. What did I write? What's your name?
Pamela.
Where did you get that at, Bill?
Doesn't it look like I wrote Panacea?
Panacea? Okay, Pamela.
Good morning, Pamela. Good morning. What did you try but realize it's not for you? You're never going to do it again.
For one Christmas, my sister bought us one of those rage rooms.
Oh, okay. That's fun. Apparently not, though, because you did it once and now you don't want to do it again.
Yeah, no. First of all, I just kept saying, I am not mad enough to do this. Like, I feel like you need to be very angry to, like, smash things.
She's like, I have no rage.
Yeah,
I have
no rage to put in this room. So then things started getting a little bit more hectic in my world. So I was like, okay, I think I could do this. And Yeah, no, it was not fun. I was ducking, and we there was two of us, and there was my fiance and I, and he was just smashing things left and right. Yeah. I'm like, okay, and I was, and there's pictures of me ducking in the corner.
Oh my gosh,
and, yeah, it just wasn't that for me.
So if anybody is not familiar with this, and correct me if I'm wrong, Panacea, but but the room is full of dangerous things like old televisions, and
yeah,
there's lots of glass and just things that you can break. And they usually give you a sledgehammer, and they put you in
like protective clothing.
Right,
you
goggles.
Have like goggles. Yeah.
Right.
So like you don't get hit with anything that is flying up toward you.
Exactly.
But yeah, that's pretty much it.
But Pamela does not have rage inside of her bones. So it was you're just in there just like, oh, I don't want to break this glass.
Oh, but this is such a nice glass. Why don't
I
break
did.
It?
I kept saying that. I'm like, oh, can we take this home? I really like this.
Did you ask them, like, oh, can I just take this one with me? This is nice.
Yeah, no. And I did tell them, I said, I might be able to look at some stuff in my basement, be able to bring you a whole box of things. So.
That's a great idea. I wonder if you can donate your old junk.
Just offload.
To Rage
Room. They would love that, actually. They would love that.
Giving me an idea of how to get rid of crap in my house.
I did a rage room once, and my biggest complaint, and I'm wondering if you felt the same way, I was so tired after like 5 minutes.
Oh yeah.
I was
sweating. We were supposed to be in there for so much longer, and I was just like, okay, I am done.
Yeah.
I'm spent. I just like want to take a nap. It was just very it was a lot.
All right, Pamela, thank you so much for calling this morning, and I'm glad that we've solved your rage issues.
Yes.
Or the lack thereof.
Right. Yes.
All right, it's the Q Morning Show. Q104. Thank you for hanging with us this morning. Alex Warren, Ordinary. Alex Warren, who was at the House of Blues this past Friday night, so I hear.
Yeah, Bill's a little upset because we sent some lucky listeners to that show. We actually even sent two people backstage, and we were hoping that they would call and let us know how it was. But I think that they're still just like reeling in the excitement, maybe just still taking it all in. We don't know how it went. We didn't hear back from anybody today.
This is how it happens all the time. All the time when we give away tickets. We're like, okay, especially if you get to go backstage and meet the artists. We're like, okay, tag us in your pictures. Tag us. We want to see them. And then nothing. No tags this weekend on our Instagram.
It's going to be okay, Bill. I'm sure they had a great time.
Nobody tagged us.
I'm sure they had a ton of fun.
I'd like to have seen it if they did. Okay. So coming up, we want to send you to Halsey or Kesha.
And hopefully if you win these tickets, you'll send us pictures.
Probably not, though. I don't have my hopes up
He's
anymore.
He's not holding his breath for it, but.
No, we'll just give you the tickets and you forget that we ever existed.
Oh, my gosh.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge is on the way as well. We have tickets to the Great Lakes Science Center. Hang on. We're going to play in about 10 minutes.
Stick around. More confessions, conversations, and Cleveland coming up next with Bill and Alyssa. It's the Q Morning Show on Q104. Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Shauna in Elyria, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge, you versus Alyssa. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win this game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Your 5 questions, Shauna. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question 1. The name of the game show where you have to answer in the form of a question.
Jeopardy.
Question 2. What classic horror movie series began at Camp Crystal Lake?
Oh, Friday the 13th.
Question 3. The song Bittersweet Symphony. Was that song by The Verve Pipe or The Verve?
The Verve.
Question 4. It's a classic cocktail and an urban legend game that's meant to summon a ghostly figure.
Bloody Mary.
Final question. The only male animal known to give birth.
Ooh, I don't know that one.
Do you want to take any kind of a guess?
Whale?
Shauna in Elyria, you did amazing. Hold on, let's get Alyssa back in the studio.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
Shauna, you're in a car pickup line right now, is that right?
I am. I'm getting ready to drop my 8-year-old daughter off. She has been begging me to call in for the last week.
Is she still in the car, or have you
she
already?
She is.
Okay, she's still there, so she might hear the end. How long does it take to drop off your daughter?
It depends on the day, but usually 5-10 minutes sometimes.
Is that right? I knew there was a line to pick up your kids. I didn't know there was a line to drop them off, too.
Yes.
Well, okay. Bill, you're never in that drop-off line.
I'm not. Shauna in Elyria is here, Alyssa.
Good morning, Shauna.
Good morning, Alyssa.
She went an incredible 4 for 5.
Woo!
Ooh, I got 4 for 5. Madeline.
Oh, I didn't even tell you. I forgot to tell her.
Okay, all right. Nice job.
And now 8-year-old Madeline is very happy and proud of her mom.
As she should be.
Let's see if she wins this whole thing. Alyssa, are you ready for your 5 questions?
I'm ready. Let's hit it.
The name of the game show where you have to answer in the form of a question.
Jeopardy.
Question 2. What classic horror movie series began at Camp Crystal Lake?
Oh my gosh. What's the name of it? It's not Halloween. Oh, my gosh.
Need an answer in 3, 2, 1.
I don't know.
Friday the 13th.
Ah, there it is.
Question 3. The song Bittersweet Symphony, was that song by The Verve Pipe or The Verve?
The Verve?
The Verve is correct.
Cool, thank goodness.
Question 4. It's a classic cocktail and an urban legend game that's meant to summon a ghostly figure.
Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary is correct.
I've never had one of the cocktails. However, that scared me so much as a kid. Like, I couldn't be around mirrors for a while.
Same.
We're up to the final question. Shauna, you're going to win this.
I hope so.
I know you're going to win this because Alyssa needs this question just to tie you today. Because she's already missed one.
And you don't think I'm going to get it?
I do not.
Okay.
The only male animal known to give birth?
A seahorse.
What? What?
I am full of useless information, Bill.
How did you know that?
I don't know. I've always known that. I don't know where I learned that, but I have known that for a long time.
I am pissed off.
I'm so sorry.
I wanted Madeline to walk into school today to tell all her friends that her mom beat Alyssa on Alyssa's College of Knowledge. That's what I wanted.
I know. I'm sorry, Madeline. I don't mean to disappoint. At least she tied.
You just ripped that opportunity away from that child.
I know. I know. Don't do this to me.
You just crushed her.
Yeah, she's crushed.
Oh, no. Laying it on thick.
Shauna, we loved having you on the show. Please call back and take on Alyssa again someday, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.